如果我们有参加教会的每日读经啊，或者家庭聚会，我们很多人现在正在出埃及记里头。
If we are following the daily Bible reading schedule, or if we are participating in the family services, then we will be studying the passage of the book of Exodus.
出埃及记这本书啊，我们也可以用另外一个字啊来做它的书名啊，就是救赎。
Another term that we can use to describe the book of Exodus is salvation.
这里头记载着神借着摩西将以色列人这些旧约的选民从埃及为奴之地带领出来。
This book narrates the story of how the chosen people of the Old Testament were led out of the land of Egypt.
神在旷野地啊，怎样来保护他们、养活他们？
God led them, protected them, and provided for them in this wilderness.
因为他们出了埃及之后啊，不是马上的、很快的就进入迦南地。
God provided for them because they were not going to arrive at the promised land of Canaan very soon.
因为他们出了埃及之后，他们大约有40年的时间啊，在旷野的地方啊，在那边过啊，生活了40年。
After they departed from the land of Egypt, they lived in the wilderness for approximately 40 years.
在这40年的当中，他们没有耕种，没有收成，而且路上也会遇到危险。
During these 40 years, they did not plant or harvest, and they also encountered many trials in their journey.
所以他们需要神来养活他们，神保护他们。
The Israelites needed God to provide for them and to protect them.
那当然在这段路程里头啊，神也跟这些百姓来立约。
During this journey, God also established a covenant with his people.
所以这个这些旧约的选民，当他们提到他们的历史的时候，他们一定会提到出埃及这件事情。
When we discuss the history of the chosen people of the Old Testament, we will speak of their exodus from Egypt.
不但这样子，就是在新约圣经里头，出埃及这件事情也是常常被提起。
Even in the New Testament, we find that this history of the exodus is often brought up.
因为这的确是神一个伟大的作为，神伟大的爱。
The reason we see this is that it is a manifestation of God's almightiness and His love.
那这也成为以色列人他们一直以来的一件很值得提起、很骄傲的事情。
The Exodus is also a part of the Israelite history that is worth mentioning and being proud of.
尤其神跟他们立约。
The most important part of this history is the covenant that God established with the Israelites.
神不但应许，而且呢还加上保证。
God not only made a promise, but He added to this a warranty.
今天我们要签一个约，我们通常是要很谨慎的。你签了约，你就会被那个约把你绑住。
When we sign a contract today, we know we must be very careful because once we sign it, we are bound by this contract.
神跟这些百姓来立约。
God established a covenant with these people.
神愿意被这个约绑住，他必须要来爱这些百姓，来照顾这些百姓。
God was willing to be bound by this covenant because he wanted to protect and provide for his beloved people.
通常我们是很清楚了，很有把握了，我们才会去签字签约。
Usually, we only sign a contract when we are very clear and very confident about its terms.
并不是说这些以色列人他们真的那么好，真的那么能够可信任，所以神跟他们签约。
God did not sign or prepare this covenant with his people because the Israelites were so dependable.
而只是因为神专爱他们。
But the main reason why God was willing to establish this covenant is because of his profound love for his people.
今天神也是跟我们在立约。
Today, God is also establishing a covenant with each one of us.
领受了救恩，我们就成为他的百姓，就成为他的儿女。
When we receive his salvation, then we become his people and we become his children.
常常并不是我们真的那么好。
We do not receive this covenant of salvation because we are that good.
而是因为他爱我们。
but rather because God loves us.
啊，他愿意给我们机会。
God is willing to give us this precious opportunity.
啊，所以他就接受我们成为他的儿女。
Because of His love, God has accepted us as His children.
好，我们请来看出埃及记十九章。
Let us refer to the book of Exodus, chapter 19.
出埃及记十九章。
Exodus chapter 19.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节，神说：“我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上，带来归我。”
Verse 4, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself.
啊，这是以色列人离开埃及之后的三个啊，这个满了三个月。
This statement was said 3 months after the Israelites had left Egypt.
在这段时间里头，他们实在是经历了啊，神在他们的当中彰显的爱啊跟能力。
During this period of 3 months, they had been witnesses to God's almightiness and His love.
啊，他们每天都生活在神迹里头。
Every day, the Israelites lived within a miracle.
啊，他们有从天上降下来的玛拿来养活他们。
They received manna from above to feed them.
啊，他们看到神是如何的来为他们征战。
They saw how God would fight their battles for Him.
他们实在看到了神如何来啊，解决摆在他们眼前的许许多多的问题。
They saw how God resolved each and every one of the problems that were before them.
啊，所以这里神说：“我好像鹰，将你们背在翅膀上。”
For this reason, God says here that He took them upon eagle's wings.
啊，这是带领，这是保护。
This manifests His providence and protection.
啊，第五节。
Verse 5.
如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。
Verse 5. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine.
这些以色列人，他们是不是真的遵守神的教训？
Were the Israelites obedient to God's commandments?
啊，这是一个很大的问号。
This is a good question we can ask.
啊，但是神已经愿意接受他们来做自己的百姓。
Yet God was willing to accept them and make them His own people.
第六节。
Verse 6.
你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
6. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel.
啊，他们这些以色列人可以成为神的百姓啊，是圣洁的国民。
The Israelites could become the people of God, and they were to become a holy people.
而且他们可以来服侍这位尊贵的神。
They were also to serve this beloved God.
啊，这是神要跟他们立约。
This was the covenant that God wanted to establish with His people.
啊，这个约完全是一面倒，都是百姓的益处。
This covenant can be considered one-sided because only the Israelites were receiving all of the benefits.
那今天神也是这样来对待我们。
God also treats us in the same manner today.
那我们知道出埃及记跟创世记它是有连带的关系。
We know that the book of Exodus is linked to the book of Genesis.
啊，如果从历史的层面来看，这出埃及记所记载的就是神对亚伯拉罕的应许预言的实现。
From the historical aspect, we know that the book of Exodus is the fulfillment of the promises that God made to Abraham in Genesis.
我们请看创世纪十五章。
Let's refer to the book of Genesis, chapter 15.
创世纪十五章十三节。
Genesis chapter 15, verse 13.
十三节，主对亚伯兰说：“你要啊，的确知道你的后裔必寄居别人的地，又服侍那地的人，那地的人要苦待他们400年。”
Thirteen. Then he said to Abram, Know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and will serve them, and they will afflict them 400 years.
14节，并且他们所要服侍的那国，我要惩罚。后来他们必带着许多的财物从那里出来。
14. And also the nation whom they serve, I will judge. Afterward, they shall come out with great possessions.
啊，这是神对亚伯拉罕的应许跟预言。
These were the promises and prophecies that God gave to Abraham.
啊，那这个这件这个预言呢，就在出埃及记里头来应验了。
This promise was fulfilled in the book of Exodus.
啊，所以神他是信实的神。
We know that God, therefore, is a faithful God.
啊，神的应许他一定会实现的。
God will surely fulfill His promises.
啊，这也是我们信仰生活里头啊的很宝贵的地方。
This is also a very precious element of our own faith.
我们拥有神给我们的应许，而且是他一定会实现的应许。
We have received God's promises, and we are confident that He will fulfill them.
那么我们对应许呢，就是求神赐给我们信心，去相信。
When it comes to God's promises, all we are to ask is for the faith from God to believe that they will be fulfilled.
那我们看到这些古圣徒啊，他们很让我们羡慕的地方，就是他们相信神的应许。
One quality that we admire from old-time believers is that they have this faith from God.
哦，所以当雅各要离世的时候，他说：“把我带回去迦南地埋葬。”
Before Jacob departed from this world, he requested to be returned to the land of Canaan to be buried there.
啊，其实埃及地也有很好的墓园，这个埋葬的场所。
There were plenty of good burial plots in the land of.
埃及地。
In the land of Egypt.
约瑟要死的时候，吩咐他的弟兄们说：“将来把我的骸骨带回迦南地。”
When Joseph was about to pass away, he also instructed his brothers to take back his bones into the land of Canaan.
这些举动都是在表明他们对神的应许的相信。
The actions by both Jacob and Joseph showed their faith in God's promises.
因为他们相信，所以他们希望他们的后代能够继续这样的相信。
Because they believed, therefore their descendants were able to maintain this faith and belief.
哦，所以约瑟说：“不要把我埋葬，将来把我的骸骨带回迦南地去。”
For this reason, Joseph said, "Do not bury me here, but take my bones back to the land of Canaan."
哦，一直的在提醒他的后代，神是信实的，照神的预言，你们会回到应许之地。
Joseph was reminding his descendants that God is faithful and that his people would be returned to the promised land.
那在出埃及记里头，我们也看到神对摩西的拣选跟信念。
In the book of Exodus, we also see how God chose and trained Moses.
啊，神将这个重大的使命责任来交代给摩西。
God turned over this great responsibility and mission to Moses.
啊，摩西一生的年日是120岁。
Moses was 120 years old.
啊，可以分成三个段落，每40年一个段落。
His life can be divided into 3 sections of 40 years each.
前面40年，他在埃及的啊这个皇宫里头来长大来生活。
In the first 40 years, he was raised in the palace of Egypt.
啊，他学习了埃及人啊一切的学问。
He learned all of the knowledge and wisdom of the Egyptians.
啊，从40岁到80岁，神把他安排到米甸的旷野。
From the age of 40 to 80, God sent him away to the wilderness of Midian.
啊，在那边，神来改变摩西的。啊，这个个人的那种个性。
In that wilderness, God transformed Moses' personal character.
啊，因为将来他所要担当的工作啊，是很艰巨、很重大的。
The reason why God transformed Moses' character is because the mission he would undertake was going to be very important and very difficult.
啊，从80岁到120岁，他来担负起带领百姓出埃及进迦南的这件。啊，巨大的工作。
from age 80 to age 120, Moses was to lead the people out of Egypt into the promised land of Canaan.
我们今天很少人可以活到120岁。
Nowadays, there are not many of us who can live to the age of 120.
如果我们说75岁好了。
We might say we can live to age 75.
那我们也把它分成三个部分。
And if we divide these 75 years into three portions,
25岁以前，我们可能有很多的学习，比如说在学校里头。
Up until age 25, we are being educated and learning things from school.
如果说我们也像摩西一样，完成了第二个阶段，才开始在服侍神。
If we are like Moses and only start serving God after completing the second section of our lives,
就是50岁的时候。
That is at age 50.
但是我们看看我们今天，当我们50岁的时候，我们的精神，我们的身体状况是怎样。
Then we should consider if we are at age 50 today, then what is the circumstance of our health and our mental capabilities?
我相信在座很多过了50岁的人就会说，50岁很明显的整个身体状况、精神状况很多方面开始在走下坡。
I believe that many of us sitting here who are above age 50 will feel that after that point, our physical health and other aspects of our lives start deteriorating.
所以神这么爱我们，我们应该好好的来爱神，来报答神。
Yet because God loves us so much, then we must do our part in repaying His love.
所以我想我们应该把它提早十年，40岁。
I believe that we should go a little earlier at age 40.
在40岁之前，我们要做准备，要接受参与很多的工作来训练自己。
Before age 40, we should participate in many events so that we can train and prepare ourselves.
我们到40岁的时候，我们应该可以，也应该来参与，来承担一些工作。
That way, once we reach age 40, then we can participate and take on several projects.
比如说，如果我们有心想要做全时间的服事。
For example, if we have the heart to be fully dedicated to the ministry,
你可能在35岁以前，你就要安排好进神学院。
Then before age 35, we should make preparations to enter seminary.
经过四年的这个上课跟实习。
After 4 years of the theological training and internship,
你能够在40岁之前，40岁左右开始出来出来侍奉。
Then around age 40, you will be able to come and serve fully.
如果我们对神有使命。
If we feel a sense of duty towards God.
你要在40岁左右的时候，能够被认定可以来案例你，做这个被案例的工人。
If we are recognized before age 40 as able-bodied servants that will be ordained,
真的时间在过是会很快的。
Afterwards, time will pass very quickly.
如果我们爱神，神也给我们有这种使命感，我们真的要把我们的时间好好的来做个安排，做个计划。
But if we love God and God has given us His purpose, then we must prepare our time accordingly.
那出埃及记里头当然也记载着一些他们在这40年当中在旷野路的一些情形。
The book of Exodus also narrates a lot of the different incidents that the Israelites went through during their journey in the wilderness.
他们在埃及受苦的时候，他们对神的呼求，神已经垂听了，而且采取了行动。
When they were suffering in the wilderness, they cried out to the Lord, and God had already acted accordingly.
神给他们有一个新的开始。
God gave them a new beginning.
我们请看出埃及记十二章。
Let's refer to the book of Exodus, chapter 12.
出埃及记十二章。
Exodus chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节第二节，神在埃及地晓谕摩西说，你们要以本业为真业，为一年之首。
Verse 1. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, 2. This month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
当他们出埃及的时候，应该不是当时他们所用的这种这个日历的一年的开始。
According to the calendar that was in effect when the Israelites departed from Egypt, that time would not have been the first of the year.
但是在这里神说，你们用这一个月做你们的第一个月。
But in this passage, we see that God tells the Israelites, make this month your first month.
神给人一个新的开始。
God gave them a new beginning.
我们每一个人常常也需要神再给我们一个机会，再给我们一个新的开始。
Every one of us needs a new opportunity and a new beginning.
有些人会对我们说，你不再有机会了。
Somebody or some people might say to us, you don't have any more opportunities.
神是我们救赎的神，所以他愿意，他常常给我们一个新的开始。
But because God is the God of our salvation, He continually gives us a new beginning.
好，我们请再看37节。
Let's also refer to chapter 12, verse 37.
以色列人从南塞起行往苏哥去，除了妇人孩子步行的男子也有60万。
37, then the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, about 600,000 men on foot besides children.
为什么这是一个令他们永远不能忘的一个事迹？
Why was this an event that they can never forget?
这里说步行的男人就约有60万。
Because it says that just those who were on foot were 600,000.
这么多的人，一个大规模的搬家。
These were so many people that were undergoing a large-scale move.
而且要经过40年。
Moreover, they had to move for a span of nearly 40 years.
这里头如果没有神的爱，没有神的作为，怎么有可能？
If it wasn't for God's providence and His love, how would this even be possible?
我们再看41节。
Verse
41. 41节，正满了430年的那一天，主的军队从埃及地出来了。
Verse 41, and it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, on that very same day, it came to pass that all the armies of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt.
对周遭的人，从埃及人的眼光来看，这只是一群过去在埃及做奴隶的人。
To the Egyptians, this group was merely a group of people who had been slaves in Egypt.
但是在神的眼中，这是神的军队。
But before the eyes of the Lord, this was His army.
这是神的爱，这是神的恩典。
It was by God's love and His grace.
神说这是我的军队，他就会成为神的军队。
When God calls a group of people His army, then they become the army of the Lord.
所以今天同样很重要的不是别人怎么来看我们，是神怎么来看我们。
In the same way today, we should not focus on how other people see us, but rather how God looks upon us.
神看这些奴隶是我的军队。
When God looked at these slaves, He saw the armies of the Lord.
今天神看我们是他的儿女，是他的百姓。
When God looks at us today, He sees His children, He sees His people.
我们也是他的军队。
We are also the armies of the Lord.
那当然在旷野的路上是神来锻炼他们的一个过程。
We know that in the Exodus, it was also a time of training.
但是神不断地提醒他们，因为你们是我专爱的，我专爱你们。
During this time, God reminded them that they were His beloved people.
这是以色列人的一个值得很一定要提的一个光荣的历史。
For these reasons, this is a glorious history that the Israelites must always remember.
那对我们今天来讲，这有什么意义？
What purpose or meaning does this story have to us today?
是的，在这里头 对我们今天来讲，有它属灵的意义跟意表在里头。
There are spiritual meanings and prefigurations in this account.
当时的以色列人在埃及，他们面临了生存的威胁。
When the Israelites were in the land of Egypt, they were encountering the risk of their lives.
因为法老王想要把这个民族把它灭掉。
They were fearing for their lives because Pharaoh wanted to destroy this people.
所以法老王出了至少两个那种谋杀的这种的计划。
There were at least two plans of Pharaoh to exterminate the people.
那苦待这些以色列人，那就更不用讲。
This is not to even mention the suffering that was caused to the Israelites.
那神将他们救赎出来，让他们不再有这个生存的威胁。
God delivered them from the situation so that they would not be risking their lives.
让他们不再受到苦害。
He delivered them so they would not be suffering.
今天同样的，我们也需要神这样的救赎。
In the same way, today we also need God's salvation.
今天我们需要脱离，也是一样要脱离死。
We also, like the Israelites, want to depart from death.
死跟罪又有直接的关系。
We know that there is a direct correlation between death and sin.
那有罪不但会死，而且会有苦。
If there is sin, not only will we die, but there will also be suffering.
所以当时的以色列人是要脱离埃及。
For this reason, the Israelites were to depart from the land of Egypt.
那今天我们是要脱离罪跟死的辖制。
Today we also want to be freed from the shackles of death and sin.
今天我们要脱离这个苦，我们要进入喜乐里头。
Today we want to be freed from suffering and enter into joy.
当时的以色列人是受埃及人的控制。
The Israelites were controlled by the Egyptians.
那今天我们每一个人在生活里头，我们也有几个方面的限制。
In our daily lives today, we also have certain types of bondages.
我们请看罗马书第五章。
Let's refer to the book of Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章十二节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 12.
十二节，这就是如罪从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
12. Therefore, just as through one man, sin entered the world, and death through sin.And thus death spread to all men because all sinned.
14节
14.
然而从亚当到摩西，死就做了王，连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的，也在他的权下。亚当乃是那以后要来之人的意象。
14. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come.
这里圣经很清楚地告诉我们，因为一个人这个罪就入了这个世界。
The Bible clearly tells us in this passage that it was due to one man that sin entered into this world.
那这个罪带来的一个结果就是死。
One consequence of sin is death.
那虽然我们说我们又不是亚当啊，但是这已经是一个事实，人在死在罪的辖制里头。
Even though we are not Adam himself, we are under the shadow of sin and of death.
这里十四节说死就做了王。
In verse 14 it says that sin reigned.
人就在死的这个权势里头。
That is to say that people are under the dominion of death.
就好像以色列人在埃及人的权势之下。
In the same way that the Israelites were under the dominion of the Egyptians.
这是圣经告诉我们人的一个在人的生命当中的一个事实。
This is one fact of human life.
那在罗马书三章二十三节
，In Romans chapter 3 verse 23，
保罗用另外的一个一个角度来说明这件事情。
Apostle Paul used another perspective to explain the same circumstance.
说因为罗马书三章二十三节说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
Romans chapter 3 verse 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
我们亏欠了神的荣耀，我们一直对神是有亏欠、有亏负的。
We have fallen short of the glory of God, therefore we are in his debt.
这是人生命当中的一个事实。
This is a fact of life.
那在罗马书五章十二节的后半句话说，众人都犯了罪。
In the second part of Romans chapter 5 verse 12, it says that all men have sinned.
这是第二个层面的人的一个捆绑。
This is the second bondage of humanity.
人被自己里头的那一个罪性情欲所捆绑。
Humans are bound by their sinful nature and their sinful desires.
所以在人的生活当中有很多的瑕疵，有很多的过患。
For this reason, there are many shortcomings and mistakes in our daily lives.
我们请看罗马书第八章。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章十三节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 13.
十三节，你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。
13. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die; but if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
人已经在死的权势里头。
People are already in the dominion of death.
然后又加上。人的倾向是顺着自己的罪性、肉体的情欲来过生活。
Moreover, humanity is inclined to give in to sinful desires and nature.
这里保罗说，顺着肉体活着必要死。
Those who live according to the flesh will die.
死再加上死。
Death upon death.
所以人就被罪跟死来辖制住。
Therefore, mankind is bounded by this sin and this death.
所以当时的以色列人，他们需要神的救赎。今天，我们也需要神的救赎。
In ancient times, the Israelites needed the salvation of God. Today, we are the same, and we also need the salvation of God.
那我们还有另一个层面的辖制。
There is one more level of bondage.
请看罗马书第八章。
Let's refer to the book of Romans, chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans, chapter 8.
二十节。
Verse 20.
因为受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因那叫他如此的。
20. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope.
21节，但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
21. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God.
另外一个层面，我们生活在这一个时空里头，在物质界里头，这是我们的，也是我们的一个辖制，一个捆绑。
Another bondage that we have is that we live within the physical limits of this world.
因为我们要面对着败坏。
Because we must face deterioration.
在这里说万物都一起来面对这个事实。
It says here that all of creation must face this truth.
所以大家在指望着那个自由的荣耀。
Therefore, everyone is looking to this glorious freedom.
22节。
Verse 22.
我们知道这一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。
22. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now.
包括着我们人，在当下的生活里头，有很多的叹息，有很多的劳苦。
Even we as people in our daily lives, we have these groans.
23节。
23.
不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
23. Not only that, but we also have the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body.
这里说，看到肉体的这个层面，真的，我们有好多的劳苦跟叹息。
This passage tells us that from the flesh or material perspective, we have much suffering and groaning.
几乎每个年龄层里头都会有这个肉体受苦的事实的存在。
In every age, there will be some level of suffering.
我记得我小儿子他小时候比较会过敏。
I remember when my son was young, when my younger son was young, he used to have allergies.
一边擤着鼻涕，用手这样擦，一边在跑着在玩。
He would be wiping his nose and then running around.
有一次对我太太说，我不喜欢我这个鼻子。
One day, my son said to my wife, "I don't like my nose."
能不能换哈？意思说我要换一个鼻子。
Can I change a nose?
有时候看在父母的眼里，我们也实在是很不忍，但是呢，这是一个事实。
Sometimes from a parental perspective, we might also feel sad for our children, but this is a reality we cannot change.
我们都不喜欢谈到老这件事情。
We don't want or like to talk about aging.
但是这却是一个事实，每一个人都会去面对。
However, aging is a reality that each one of us will have to face.
所以今天其实我们也需要出埃及。
Therefore, today we also must depart from the land of Egypt.
来脱离这些辖制。
We must depart from these bondages.
请看罗马书第六章。
Let's refer to the book of Romans, chapter 6.
罗马书六章第五节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 5.
第五节，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Romans chapter 6, verse 5, For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection.
在罗马书六章这一段里头，保罗在提到的是赦罪的洗礼。
This verse in Romans is Paul's description of the water baptism for the remission of sins.
我们必须要脱离罪的辖制。
We must be freed from the bondage of sin.
脱离死，重新得着生命。
When we depart from death, we will receive a new life.
洗礼来赦罪，让我们脱离死的辖制、死的权柄。
Water baptism wipes away our sins so that we can leave the dominion of death and sin.
因为罪跟我们已经不再有关系了。
Because at the time of water baptism, sin is no longer a part of our lives.
我们再看罗马书第八章十一节。
Let's also refer to Romans chapter 8, verse 11.
我们看十三节。
Verse 13.
十三节，你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死。靠着圣灵致使身体的恶行，必要活着。
Chapter 8, verse 13. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
圣灵要帮助我们来胜过我们的罪性。
The Holy Spirit will help us to overcome our sinful nature.
让我们不会只是顺着我们的倾向去过着错误犯罪的生活。
We won't give in to our sinful desires to lead a corrupted life.
圣灵帮助我们不要去过着伤害别人、伤害自己的生活。
The Holy Spirit will keep us from leading a life where we are hurting ourselves and hurting others.
圣灵帮助我们能够脱离 身体的恶行。
The Holy Spirit helps us to be freed from the evil nature of our body.
十一节，罗马书八章十一节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 11.
然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们的心里，那叫基督从死里复活的也必借着住在你们心里的灵使你们必死的身体又活过来。
11. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you.
这是复活的盼望。
This is the hope of resurrection.
为什么会有复活的盼望？
Why do we have the hope of resurrection?
就是那住在我们里头的那个神的灵。
It is because of that spirit of God that lives within us.
那个住在我们里头的灵就是神的大能，让我们在将来得以复活，得以改变。
That spirit that abides in us gives us the opportunity to be resurrected and to be transformed.
这就是罗马书八章二十三节所说的。
This is what is described in Romans chapter 8, verse 23.
我们在等候将来身体得赎。
We are waiting for the redemption of our body.
将来这个身体是要复活的。
Our bodies are meant to be resurrected.
但是不是像现在这个血肉之体。
But it will not be a body of flesh.
如果仍然是这个血肉之体，那么我们仍然是在辖制里头。
Because if we retain this body of flesh, we are contained within the material world, full of limits.
所以保罗说，现在的这一个肉体，这是一个卑贱的身体。
Therefore, Paul said that this body is one that will fall away.
是一个 lowly body.
It is a lowly body.
那将来靠着圣灵的能力，我们要得到的是一个荣耀的身体。
Eventually, through the help of the Holy Spirit, we will receive a glorious body.
我们真的得着了自由的荣耀。
We will receive the liberty of glory.
我们也请看约翰福音六章五十四节。
Let us also refer to the Gospel of John, chapter 22.
六章。
Chapter 6.
约翰福音六章五十四节。
John chapter 6, verse 54.
54节，主耶稣说，吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。
54. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
不但在这里还加上主耶稣所应许的，他的肉他的血。
Moreover, God has promised to us his flesh and his blood.
就是我们所办的圣餐，我们所领受的圣餐。
This refers to our Holy Communion.
这里头是跟生命有关，跟复活有关。
These items have a direct relationship with resurrection and with life.
所以今天我们一样需要出埃及。
Therefore, today, in the same way as the Israelites, we must depart from the land of Egypt.
同样的，天父真神，他来带领我们出埃及。
In the same way as before, God will lead us out of Egypt.
他为我们准备了方法。
He has prepared a path for us.
他将主耶稣在大约两千年前赐给了我们。
He granted us the Lord Jesus Christ approximately 2,000 years ago.
所以我们领受他的救恩，我们为我们的将来来做准备。
Therefore, we are to receive His grace and prepare for what is to come.
我们现在仍然生活在这个物质界里头，这个世界上。
Now that we live in this physical material world,
我们在奔跑着天国路。
And we journey towards our heavenly home.
我们有着那活泼荣耀的盼望。
We have a lively hope.
当时以色列人在走旷野路，有一件事情是我们可以当我们今天仍然需要的一个提醒。
There was one thing that the Israelites had in their journey, and it should serve as a reminder for us today.
请看《生命记》十七章。
Let us refer to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 17.
生命记十七章十六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 16.
十六节，只是王不可为自己加添马匹，也不可使百姓回埃及去。念到这里就好。
Chapter 17, verse 16, first half. But he shall not multiply horses for himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt.
神，摩西吩咐他们不要再回埃及。
Moses commanded the Israelites to not return to the land of Egypt.
今天我们已经在很多的层面，我们已经出了埃及。
Today, in many aspects, we have already left the land of Egypt.
我们的罪已经被主耶稣的宝血所赦免了。
Our sin has been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
靠着他的恩惠，靠着圣灵的帮助，我们已经一直在追求过着一个对的生活，好的生活。
According to God's grace and the leading of His Holy Spirit, we are already pursuing a godly lifestyle.
我们不要再回埃及，不要再回去过去的那一种不对不好的生活。
Let us not return to the land of Egypt to that lifestyle of corruption.
这个世界，这个埃及还是很实在的，在我们的生活，在我们的环境里头。
This world, this land of Egypt, it is a reality around us.
从人性来讲，这里头的确是有很大的这种吸引力在里头。
From the human perspective, we know that there is a great attraction to this world.
好像这些以色列人，他们想到过去在埃及地，他们所享用的一些蔬菜。一些肉类。
It has the same attraction that the Israelites felt towards those bountiful feasts of the land of Egypt.
所以有这些吸引力，所以他们厌烦神所赐给他们从天上赐下来的玛纳。
Because of the attractions of the land of Egypt, the Israelites grew weary of the manna that God sent for them daily from heaven.
所以今天同样的埃及还是一直成为我们的一个吸引力，想要再把我们拉回去。
In the same way, Egypt has that attraction for us today, and it wills to draw us back.
如果再回去，就是会很容易再过着不对的生活，犯罪的生活。
If we return to Egypt, it will be very easy to lead a sinful and incorrect lifestyle.
如果进入所谓的世界，就很容易过着犯罪的生活。
If we enter into the world, it will be very easy to lead a sinful life.
所以我们现在是在奔跑着天国道路。
Therefore, let us remember that we are journeying towards our heavenly home.
所以不要再回埃及，不要再犯罪。
Let us not return to Egypt and let us sin no more.
更积极的靠着圣灵的帮助，我们过着敬虔的生活。
Let us be diligent in relying in the power of the Holy Spirit to lead a godly life.
我们想对的事情。
Let us think of noble things.
我们看对的事情。
And let us see good things.
我们听对的声音。
Let us listen to good things.
我们说对的话。
And let us say the right words.
我们做对的事情。
Let us do the good deeds.
我们到对的地方去。
Let us go to the right places.
我们属于主耶稣，不是属于所谓的世界。
We belong to Jesus Christ and not to this world.
这样子，我们也就像这些以色列人一样，我们蒙救赎，我们在走天国的道路。
And if we can do these things, we will be like the Israelites receiving salvation as we walk towards heaven.
这不是只是他们的历史，也是我们的历史。
The history of Exodus is not just the history of the Israelites, but rather, it is our story.
这不但只是发生在过去，也是发生在今天。
This did not just happen in the Old Testament times, but it is happening to us today.
这不是只是发生在他们身上，也是要发生在我们身上。
This did not just happen in the lives of the Israelites, but it is happening in our lives.
唱诗120首。
Let us sing hymn 120.